You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Okay, Nick, let's get into a better mood. We got playing games tonight in the NBA. Let's begin in the Western Conference, where the 8-seed Lakers are at the 7-seed Pelicans. Pels laying a point and a half. The Pelicans minus 115. The Lakers are minus 105. And the total is 222 and a hook. It is down from 226 and a half here. The good thing about you, Nick, which I think most people know from listening to this network, is you are a basketball guy. You're an NBA. I would call you an expert. You know more about the NBA than I do. So I can't wait to hear you break down these games. What do you think is going to happen tonight? Lakers, Pels in New Orleans.
Well, listen, first off, you can be hockey Jenks and I can be NBA Nick and we'll all be good. So you and I go back and we've learned that, you know, this is how the dynamic works for us. Whenever we listen, I got a ton of props tonight in these games. I've been looking for the play-in has been one of the best creations that Adam Silver has had as commissioner of the NBA. It's worked out so well. You've had great matchups. I know you're LeBron, you're Steph Curry, and you spent multiple times in the play-in tournament. You're probably not happy about that, but here's the alternative. Right now, you're not in the playoffs if the season were to have just ended today without the play-in tournament. So we get that extra bonus of seeing more from possibly the Lakers advancing or the Warriors advancing. Lakers and Pelicans, both of these teams, I think this is going to be a pretty high-scoring game. Both offenses are top 11 in offensive rating, top 12 in pace, just even over their last five games. But in general, these are higher scoring teams. The Lakers won 11 of their last 14 games. This is a team that got hot at the right time. The problem is they also had to make up for lost time after they won the in-season tournament. Also, do like the in-season tournament. I think that's something that can certainly grow for the NBA too. But the Lakers lost 10 of their 13 games after the in-season tournament when they won. So they kind of dug themselves a hole and then had to build themselves back up. But what I love when you get into the playoffs, any sport, it's not just the NBA, it's anywhere. I was the same way with March Madness. It's why I loved NC State. I didn't think they'd go to the Final Four, but I did love NC State to at least win a couple of games. Teams that are hot going into a playoff scenario of any kind, they're the team that you want to back because they're kind of in that mindset, that playoff mode. They've already been there. I always reference back to the Nationals when they won the World Series in 2019. Yeah, it's dear to my heart, but like they were 19-31 in May. Right. And they basically stayed just in playoff mode the whole way through. The Lakers are a team that certainly has the experience, that has the talent to be there. They've just been nothing but a roller coaster. I'm not convinced that Darvin Ham is the coach of the future for this team. He's been kind of on the hot seat this entire season. There's questions about his rotations. There's questions about his coaching style. And you got a lot of talent. The Lakers are way too good for a spot where you're sitting in the eighth seed right now. I think the Lakers win this game. I love LeBron over 35 and a half points and assists. He's gone over this in three of his last five. Now, again, shop around. Some props came out yesterday. I bet a lot of props in these play-in tournament games yesterday because these numbers are going to start to balloon. They were already going up as of yesterday. But he's averaged 32.7 points a game, 11 assists, and 9 rebounds over his last three. So that's LeBron. And that's also the Lakers having won 11 of their last 14 games. LeBron has been hot. LeBron is motivated. And the Lakers are that way in general. I like the Lakers to win. I like the over in this game. And one of the big ones for me is LeBron over 35 and a half points and assists.
Yeah, I love that too. And I would have maybe touched the under, but it's gone down 4 points. So I don't want any part of that. But I'm sort of with you in a game like this. And it sounds really cliche to say, but you want that one player who's going to step up in a big-time moment. And LeBron, for his age, it's really remarkable, has shown really no depreciation, if you will, relative to his age. It's kind of remarkable. And when you think about the NBA Cup and how he was able to step up against this very same Pels team and get it done in a one-and-done situation, I feel like we're going to see a similar situation tonight. Let's just take the Lakers on the money line, minus 105. How about the Warriors and the Kings? Nick, Warriors laying 3.5 points. Warriors minus 150 on the money line. Kings are plus 125. Total set at 225 and a hook. Spread has ticked up a point from Warriors minus 2.5. Total has come down. And now we're sitting at 224.5 from 225.5, I should say. So I really like the Warriors in this spot. And this is a Warriors team that finished the season strong. They won 10 out of 12 to finish the year. I don't know if I necessarily believe in them to make a long run in the Western Conference, because the Western Conference is just so very competitive compared to the East. But the Kings didn't look good down the stretch. Warriors were the best team in the regular season in the NBA against the spread on the road, 27-14 against the number. I'm going Warriors tonight in Sacktown. Where are you going?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Yeah, I'm totally with you on the Warriors as well. My questions obviously are going to be some of the younger guys like Trayce Jackson-Davis, Pajemski, Moses Moody, even Jonathan Kuminga, who's they've become really big parts of the rotation for this team. Are they prepared for a game like this that really, really matters? Because we know the core of the Warriors is there. We know that those guys have had a lot of experience in the playoffs, in a lot of big games. And, like, keep in mind on top of this, I know there haven't been a lot of games. It was a 7-game series last year, but Warriors-Kings has become like a mini rivalry. The NBA lacks rivalries. So this is one of the few where you look at it and say, like, this kind of felt last year like the Kings wanted to take the baton from the Warriors, and they said, no, not so fast, my friend. We are still the Golden State Warriors. But, you know, it's hard to always write off the Warriors. I'm with you. Like, they're not getting through the West. They're not beating the Nuggets. They're not beating even, like, the Timberwolves or the Thunder or whatever. Like, they're not better than any of those teams. But they have the experience and the mindset to be able to get through this spot right here, to win this game, move forward. You got to win another play-in game, and then you go from there. I really, really like Golden State. I also worry about the Kings in general, just from their three-point defense, because we know what Golden State is. They love to shoot threes. Sacramento's 29th in opponent three-point percentage. They're 18th in three-pointers made per game by their opponents. So they're allowing a lot of threes. That's what Golden State loves to do. And keep in mind here, too, Klay Thompson has actually played really well at the end of the season. Steph looked a little fatigued over the last 5 or 6 games of the season. And it's been really all about Klay Thompson right now. So I've actually stayed away from Steph in this game. Though in the end, if you're going to take like the over on his points or his threes, I did put his threes in a parlay. I think it was just like 4+. So it was a lower number that I just kind of, you know, ballooned up when we were there. But this is an opportunity here, I think, to look at Klay Thompson, take the over on his points, take the over on his threes. But also, too, De'Aaron Fox against the Warriors. Oh, my God, he loves to play the Warriors. He loves these games. I took the over 28.5 points and assists for him. He's averaging 27.5 points, 5.6 assists over his last 10 games. He puts up huge numbers against the Warriors. Sorry, no, it's actually 32 points a game. It's way higher than that, 32 points and 5 assists against the Warriors just this season. Look, in general, this is a De'Aaron Fox game. I think the Warriors win it. I think De'Aaron Fox plays really well. And maybe you also kind of look at Keegan Murray, who's taken on a much bigger role with Malik Monk out. Kevin Herter's also out for the Kings. So you're losing two major shooters, scorers for them that they don't have anymore. So, Yeah, give me Golden State in this, but you can also jump around in some of the props. Also, Jonathan Kuminga, over 6.5 rebounds and assists. Shop around for this. He's averaging about 8 a game over his last 20 games, so you've seen a significant rise over that number that's there. He's gone over that 6.5 in 7 of his last 10, so I like Kuminga just because he's gotten a bigger role here. I like Klay Thompson in this game, and I really like De'Aaron Fox, too.
Let me ask you about sort of longer term here, longer runway, if you're looking at the Lakers or the Warriors. And we certainly know that between the two conferences, I mean, it's not close. The Nuggets, the Thunder, the Team. This is a very, like, it's they are just rock solid from top to bottom. Do either of these teams, this sort of old guard, if you will, do either of these teams have any chance to make any sort of significant run in the Western Conference outside of, all right, they win the play-in games and then they make the playoffs?
I would love to give the Warriors some sort of a shot. I can't do it, man. Like, I can't. I really any of these teams at the bottom of the Western Conference, it's really difficult for me. I throw the Lakers into that. I throw the Pelicans into that. We've talked a lot on BetMGM tonight. The Pelicans have a team that has a ton of talent, but I just don't trust them. They just don't get up in these big games. I mean, I go back to the, you know, when the Pelicans played the Lakers in the in-season tournament semis, they lost by 45 to the Lakers. Like, they were talking about, you know, going out and partying in Vegas and having a good time. Like, literally, like, they were openly talking about this. You're like, hey, guys, maybe you should focus on, like, what's in front of you. I know it's not an NBA title, but, you know, you're a young team. This would be an opportunity. And they blew that. So, really, all the teams at the bottom of the Western Conference are going to be fun little stories. The Warriors we look at maybe a little bit differently because of the vets that are on there, because of the history. But, you know, in reality, the Warriors' last title that they won wasn't a – it wasn't them showing, hey, we still got it. It was a last gasp. It was a, okay, we got one more in us. Let's make this happen. Things worked out. They were down 2-1 in that series against the Celtics anyway. There are no teams at the bottom of the Western Conference that I trust. And I got to be honest with you, even teams like the Thunder and the Timberwolves, I think they got a lot of talent. I think they got really bright futures. It's going to be really difficult for any team in the Western Conference to knock off the Denver Nuggets.
Yeah, I feel the same way. And you know, once you break through as a championship team and once you get over, like, the Celtics are experiencing this sort of growing pain, if you will, in the East, right? For the last couple of seasons, they've been favorites. Everyone knows they have the best team. They should be more competitive, but they can't quite get over the hump. And it's been documented that Jason Tatum late in games isn't exactly being the clutch player that they pay him to be. But once you break through, it's amazing the difference that makes. And the Nuggets, for a team that has broken through, it's almost like watching the Chiefs in the NFL, where even when they struggle during the regular season, you sort of know that, well, yeah, but once it comes to the playoffs, they know how to get it done because they've been there.
And think about it too. I mean, if you look at the Lakers, so if the Lakers move on and let's say they end up having the 7th seed and it's the 2-7 matchup between the Nuggets and the Lakers, I mean, you go back to January 2023. The Western Conference Finals was a sweep by the Nuggets over the Lakers. The Nuggets have beaten the Lakers 8 straight times. And even going past that, I mean, the last 2 times they played, the Lakers had a 3-point lead with a little under 5 minutes to go. They ended up losing by 10 in that game, the last game they played. They were tied with 3:44 left in that game. They lost by 8. So it's like the Lakers have had these leads against the Nuggets, and they've blown them, and they've lost by significant numbers. And then you go back to the playoffs last year where the Nuggets just said, no, you're our little brother, right? They kind of mushed their face and held them back, and the Lakers are swinging, and they can't do anything about it. It's just tough, man. I can't find anybody in the West, at least this year, that can knock off the Nuggets.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.